We talked about, you know, different questions that are out there, different questions that many of us have. But one of the things we talked about today was we got into prayer a little bit when we were talking about questions for God. So what I want to talk about tonight is the importance of daily prayer. Our mornings are not just start off as a new day, but also a fresh start, a fresh opportunity to connect with God, to gain new insights, and to follow his guidance in our lives. As followers of Jesus Christ, prayer is our best way to communicate with God. Right? If you get stuck, right, you can't call him up, you can't go to Facebook, you can't send him a thing on Twitter. You know, that's the way we talk to God. That's our way of communicating with through prayer. And then God obviously communicates back with us differently for each and every one of us, differently every time we communicate with him, but he'll communicate back to us also. Prayer is a vehicle for daily dialogue with the one who created us. The importance of daily communication through prayer cannot be overstated or overestimated. It is so important that it is mentioned more than 250 times in Scripture. That's just talking about daily prayer. That's talking about starting your day off. That's starting off right. There's been times I know that I get going on my day, and I get going in things, and it's just the day just kind of starts falling apart and falling apart and falling apart, and then, you know, I look back at it and I'm like, well, I need to stop. I need to recalibrate myself through Christ, right? I need to stop. I need to take a deep breath. I need to talk to God and ask God why I'm doing what I am. Usually it's because of something that I'm doing. You know, a lot of times it's been because I didn't start that day off in prayer. Something happened and I got busy and I got busy going to get on with my day, to doing what it was, and I didn't get a chance to force myself to start that off. And I think that's so important. It's so important to start that off because it gets our minds right. It gets our hearts right. It opens us up to the day. It opens us up to whatever God's got planned for us for that day, because, you know, there's many days that we get started on our day and quickly realize that God's got other plans. You know, you get that phone call, right? I'm sure Mike gets that phone call often from Pastor Shane of the, hey, what are you doing? Right, and there goes the plans for the day, right? They've just changed. So, and we all get those, right? We all get that phone call from somebody, and it changes our plans. So open it up in prayer, open your day up in prayer. Just helps us get that going right. The things I'm going to talk about tonight, there's five reasons why daily prayer is so important. Okay, I'm going to talk about first, daily prayer gives us an opportunity to share all aspects of God, and I'll get into that. The second one is daily prayer gives us a chance to express our gratitude for the things that he provides for us. The third thing I'm going to talk about is daily prayer provides a platform for confessing our sins and asking for help in overcoming that sin. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Fourth, daily prayer is an act of worship and obedience. And finally, daily prayer is an act of knowledge. Sorry, daily prayer is a way to acknowledge who is really in control of our lives. Let's look at each other for these important reasons in a little bit more detail. So let's get into these a little bit. First one we talked about there, daily prayer gives us an opportunity to share all aspects of our lives with God. Life circumstances change daily. Like I said, there's some days I'm my personality, my mindset, the way I was raised as an adult in the service, things like that, is I'm very, very structured. I like my schedules. I like, you know, that I know what's going to happen today at 11 o'clock. I know what's going to happen at 10 o'clock tonight. I like a schedule. That's just me. That's where my comfort lives. When it's not in that, then I start getting a little antsy and I'm, you know, kind of out of control a little bit sometimes. But life circumstances changes dailies. You know, I've had to learn, especially with the job that I do now, that when things pop up, you don't expect them. They just pop up, right? God puts things in front of us right when we didn't expect them. In fact, things can go from good to bad to worse in a very, very short amount of time, right? You know, Randy had the opportunity to share this morning about her cousin, right? She just made a connection back with her cousin again. been years and years since she had seen her cousin, and then she got to spend a little bit of time with her, and then her cousin fell ill and passed away, unfortunately. So it's quick. It can happen fast. So lives can change very, very, or our daily circumstances can change very quickly. God calls us to bring our concerns to Him for disposition of potential blessings, right? So we bring those things to God. When something's changing in our lives, stop, pray about it, talk to God about it. He also uses us to share our joys and our triumphs with Him. In fact, in Jeremiah 33:3, it states, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." God wants us to call on Him so that He can answer our prayers. It makes God happy to answer our prayers. He wants to answer our prayers. But if we're not calling to Him, if we're not asking Him, then he's not going to have that opportunity. God wants us to be close to Him at all times. In James 4:8, it tells us, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." So God is, He wants that from us. He wants us to come to Him in our daily prayer and throughout the day. Many times, you know, we find ourselves and we get busy, and many times we find ourselves we lose sight sometimes of praying, and we lose sight of things. We just kind of get going through our day. I can tell you this last year when we went over to Eastern Oregon for elk hunting, there was a lot of hiking. A lot of hiking, a lot of big hills walking up and down. But just being out there and being in that glory, I about halfway through the first day, I caught myself and I was like, "Boy, I haven't stopped praying since I've been out here today." I mean, every just nonstop, and I'm just walking and looking for signs and stuff like that, but I just didn't even realize I was doing it the whole time, just talking to God, and it was just such an amazing thing. It was such a one of those when God kind of, you know, opens your eyes and lets you see that, boy, I don't even realize what I'm doing sometimes, which in that case was a great thing. There's other times that, you know, He opens our eyes and other things that aren't probably quite as glorifying to God that we're thinking or doing. But in that circumstance, I can tell you, for me, it was such a wonderful experience that I had to do that. So I purposely try to do that now. And when I'm even at work, things like that, if I'm walking around, I'm constantly talking to God in my head. It helps put me in the right mindset. It helps our minds get right. The second thing I want to talk about on daily prayer, it gives us a chance to express gratitude for the things that life that He provides. It is no secret that we must give thanks to the Lord for all things that He provides and all things that He does on our behalf. Okay, we know that. His goodness for loving kindness to us should be recognized daily. That's something that, you know, we all understand. We all understand the sacrifice that was made for us. We understand the price that it cost for us. And we should recognize that, and we should give back to that every single day with our prayers and praises to God. In Chronicles 16:34, we are commanded to give thanks to the Lord, for He is good; His love endures us forever. Okay, the psalmist tells us in Psalm 9:1, "I will praise You, O Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of all Your wonders." We pray daily to acknowledge His faithfulness and to thank Him for everything He has provided for our lives. So that was the second one, expressing gratitude. The third one I'll talk about is daily prayer provides a platform for confessing our sins and asking for help repenting from that sin. Let's face it. You know, we talked about it today a little bit, and we talk about it quite often, is we are all sinners, right? We're born into a sinful world, into sinful bodies, and we're all sinners. We all sin daily, whether we know it or not. We all sin daily. So what must we do? Scripture tells us, it's very clear, "Then I acknowledge my sin to You, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and You forgave the guilt of my sin." That's in Psalms 32. Tell God what he already knows. And do it daily. God knows. He knows when we sin. But what God's waiting for is us to bring that to him. God's waiting for us to recognize inside of our heads that we sinned, you know, and to repent for that sin. So taking those to him. Daily prayer time is a great place to unburden ourselves from the debilitating effects of sin. You know, there's times when every one of us have sinned, and there's times when the guilt and the weight of some of our sins is just so heavy, and it's, you know, you start questioning, boy, am I really, you know, it's, why am I sinning the way I do? Why do I think the way I do sometimes? Why do I get angry the way I do sometimes? Why is it that, you know, I can be having the best day and, you know, you get on the freeway and somebody cuts you off and it's gone that quick, right? Your sinful nature pops in right away, right? Or driving down the street and, you know, you see something or somebody driving by gives you a gesture that you don't really appreciate, right? It's right, that sinful nature pops in there really, really quick sometimes. So, you know, that prayer gives us that chance, right? Instead of getting mad and giving that gesture back to the person or honking your horn at the people, you know, sometimes it's just as easy to look at them and say a prayer for them. You know, pray that God is with them. Pray that God finds a way into their heart. Pray that somebody in their lives gets the opportunity to speak Christ into them. Christians often walk around with unconfessed sin that hinders our personal relationships with Jesus Christ. When we should humbly submit ourselves and ask for forgiveness in prayer. Okay, don't let your sin get in the way of you and Christ. Don't let anything get in the way of you and Christ. We watched a movie here quite a while, but it's been out for a couple years now. Jesus Christ Revolution, and there was a saying in there, and it's funny. It's we still use this saying in our household all the time, and we actually just had this talk with our son last night about it. We were talking about it because he's starting to see a girl over there in Japan, and you know it talks about or that. The young man tells the girl that he's starting to date there, if you ever try to get between me and Christ, then I'm done with you. And it's just, you know, the way in the movie he put that, it's kind of funny, but when you sit back and you think about it, that's absolutely true. You know, it's absolutely true. You've got to put Christ number one in our lives, and don't let anything get in the way of our relationship in Christ, especially ourselves. And that's where that sin comes in, right? Don't let that sin get in the way. Stop and pray about it. Talk to God about it. He'll take care of those sins for you. Only God can help us turn from our sins. And for this to be so, he needs to hear our pleas and our repent. Okay, the next one is daily prayer is an act of worship and obedience. Perhaps no other verse in the Bible summarizes why we should pray on a daily basis better than 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. So we talked about that earlier today, right? We talked about those questions of even when bad things happen, to good people, things like that, is we need to give thanks in all things, right? We give thanks in the good times, the bad times, in all circumstances. It's God's will for his children to rejoice in him, to pray to him, and give thanks to him. That's what he wants, right? That's that obedience. That's following what he wants us to do. Prayer is also an act of worship because by praying to him, we are showing him how much we adore him. You know, we sit up here and we sing these songs, and we sit out here and we sing these songs. You know, that's what that worship is, right? That's opening our hearts. That's opening our minds. That's opening us up to God because we adore him, and we want him to know that. We want him to know that everything that we're doing is for him. It's to honor him. Daily prayer is also an act of obedience. That brings joy to the Lord. to see his children follow his commands. Okay, daily prayer is a way to acknowledge who is really in control of our lives. So as Christians, we know who's in control. You know, we know that God is in control of our lives. Sometimes we get in our own ways, right? Sometimes, you know, we put our selfishness, we put our sinful ways, we put things in front of that. But when it really comes down to it, we know who's in control of our lives. Scripture tells us God is sovereign. Nothing happens without God knowing about it. Isaiah 46 and Daniel 4. Because he is sovereign, he deserves our worship and our praise. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power of the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in earth and earth, or in heaven and earth, is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. It's in First Chronicles. Kathy, you want to come on up? Kathy, do you want to come up? I'm wrapping up here. God is our great king. As such, he controls every aspect of our lives. We may not have all the answers, but we certainly know who does. Right? God has the answers. We just need to go to him. Relying on God's wisdom rather than our own is essential in walking the righteous path. Acknowledging God's sovereignty isn't a ritual, but it's an absolute necessity. It is the bedrock upon the foundation that our faith is laid on. Without recognizing God's role in our lives, we walk through life as if we were sailing a ship on the sea without a compass. Lost. Right? You don't know which way's which. Which way's up, which way's down. We find ourselves that way sometimes. We find ourselves to not knowing where we're at. And we find ourselves to letting, like I said earlier, letting that selfishness get in our lives, letting that get in the way of what we're doing and what we're thinking. And quickly find ourselves lost. And that's where we find ourselves, you know, on our knees, just sobbing to God to help us get back on track, help us to get back on course. Finally, prayer is something that we should want to do daily. You know, this isn't something that we have to do. It's not required. We're not being tested, but it's something we should want to do. This should be in our hearts. It should be inside of us that we want to pray. We want to talk to God daily. We want to be able to share with God the things that are happening in our lives, both good and bad. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And if we continue to pray, he'll show us. He'll show us what pleases him. Imagine not speaking to a loved one or to a close friend. How long do you think that relationship's going to last? Right? We've all got friends and we've got loved ones that, you know, maybe there's gaps in between those times since we've talked to them, since we've spent time communicating with them. That relationship starts to get strained. It starts to get stretched further and further. And you stop thinking about them so much. We can't let that happen with us. We can't let that happen between us and God. We've got to continually work on that relationship and take our things to God. For those who have been walking with the Lord for many years, daily prayer may become stale and lacking of proper conviction or reverence, right? So finding that every day to where it's not a chore. It's not something like, okay, I've done this for 20 years. I just got to keep doing it. We want to do this. Whether you're a new believer or an established one, prayer is always, 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 always the best way that we can speak with God. So going through there, that's kind of what I got on prayer. Why prayer is important daily. There's so many more things that obviously are in there. Of why it's important, but you know, really what it comes down to, those five things that I covered right down or right here, really, it's building relationship. That's what it is, right? It's continuing to build that relationship, continuing to put my faith, to put my trust, to put your faith, your trust in God, in God's plans, in where God has us going. By doing so, we're going to find that those moments in our lives that come out of left field, right? Those things that weren't on our plan, you know, they're easier to manage those. They're easy to deal with those if we've worked on our relationship with God, right? If we've opened up that door and we're continually working on that relationship with Christ and sharing with Him and letting Him talk back with us and let us know and show us these things. So let me close us out in prayer. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for the opportunities that we have, Lord, for the opportunities that you provided for us, Lord, to be able to come to you anytime we want, Lord. We don't have to go to a sanctuary. We don't have to go to a temple. We don't have to go to a certain place at a certain time during the day, Lord. You've opened that door for us to come to you day or night, Lord, no matter what. If we wake up in the middle of the night, Lord, just something hits us, Lord, we got that opportunity to take it to you, Lord, and just to pray, Lord, and to come to you and to ask for your forgiveness for something or to celebrate something that you've provided us in our lives, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity that we have here tonight, Lord, to come and to be able to talk about this and to be able to you know, revitalize sometimes inside of us how important daily prayer is, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We just pray this week, Lord, as we go out, Lord, we pray that you give us these opportunities to maybe share with somebody this week, Lord, to share them the importance of daily prayer, to be able to take somebody that may not be a believer, Lord, and to share who you are, Lord, and to share with them that praying's not hard. It's not something that you have to, you know, read out of a book. It's not something you have to study for. It's something you just simply have to open your heart and let your heart just pour out to you, Lord. Just give us those opportunities, Lord, to maybe have that moment this week where we get to share that with somebody and we get to tell somebody about it, Lord. If we don't, Lord, give us those opportunities that we get to talk to our friends and our family that are believers, Lord, and explain to them about daily prayer and how important it is and challenge each other, Lord, and to challenge each other to pray daily and then discuss it and talk about, you know, the effects that having a daily prayer is doing in our lives, Lord, because we know through you, Lord, that will be such an amazing, amazing, amazing effect that's going to have on our lives, Lord, and we just thank you for that. So we pray that you take us out of here safely tonight, Lord, and bring us back here safely this next Wednesday night, Lord, to hear another guest speaker that's going to be coming up and talking, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, and we pray that you're with Tim this week, Lord, as he prepares for that message on Wednesday night, Lord, and we pray that you guide him, Lord, and you speak to him and speak through him when he comes here on Wednesday, Lord, and we just thank you for everything that you do in our lives. In your Son Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.